The word today is seeing. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Some people have a very difficult time seeing clearly and need an eye doctor. Often an adjustment is made with lenses that assist the person in seeing clearly. We can have confusion spiritually that causes us to not see the spiritual world clearly. Then we need glasses to improve our spiritual vision. We will only see perfectly when we reach our heavenly home. Here to discuss this universal truth is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Seeing.
You may have heard the phrase, seeing is believing. Well, today as we look into the Word of God, we are going to learn that there is an opposite perspective. The Word of God teaches us that oftentimes believing is seeing. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where in verse 1 it starts, "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." I would like to suggest that we have a spiritual eye exam, that we kind of look around at what we are doing in terms of our spirituality. Are we walking according to the Lord's will? Are we attempting to avoid the worldliness and the lusts of the flesh, the pride of humanity? Are we attempting to stay focused on things that will build up our most holy faith and build us up in our Lord Jesus Christ? We have to take a spiritual eye exam, and by that I mean notice whether we are paying attention to things that would degrade our vision. Now, what do I mean by vision? I mean our faith, our ability to see clearly, to understand what is righteousness versus wickedness, what is God-pleasing versus what is disturbing and offensive to God. Have you had your vision blurred by too much activity in the world? Have you spent too much time listening to what culture and sinful society tells you, such that you're not seeing clearly anymore? It's very easy for us to get a blurred morality, just as it is not good for the human mind. God did not create us to take mind-altering substances like over-drinking, drinking alcohol to excess, or taking recreational drugs that alter the mind. This is not God-pleasing. And I know that many individuals struggle with drinking too much. May God help you overcome that. May He deliver you from that. I encourage you to replace this with other healthy activities. Sometimes these can even become almost addictive once you get used to exercising, walking, or reading and things like this. They can start to fill your mind. And I ask that God gives you healing for your mind, because sometimes individuals have pain or disappointment, and they are turning to these substances to escape. I hope that you will not try to escape, but try to turn it over to the Lord. And again, if you have the opportunity to go to a doctor, to see someone, please do make yourself available if you can get mental health treatment. Do not think that this is against your faith or something wrong, because if the treatment is available, if these things are there for you, God has put them as a blessing, as a help to you. So that's a little bit about the state of the mind. But what we're talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is mostly our vision spiritually, that we do not have a blurred vision. Now, obviously, if we have been taking substances that mess up our mind, it's also going to mess up our spiritual vision. But there's also other things that can happen in order to blur our vision, and one of those is habitual sin. Maybe you have been slacking and not repenting of sin in your life. Maybe you have been lured in by the world, and this has made you blind to the offensiveness of sin against God. I hope that you're seeing clearly that you have to repent of this, that you need to come to the Lord and leave this sinful habit. You know, one of the difficulties of trying to stay focused on heaven and on our eternal life to come through Jesus Christ is that we can't see it physically. We see all these things around us. We see our body, we see the world and the things in it, but so much of this spiritual world is invisible to us, and so it's a little more challenging for us to keep our hearts and minds focused on things eternal. Like Paul said, put your minds, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Well, here it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we live by faith, not by sight. It's very easy for people to be deluded by the idea that science and human endeavors are going to provide all of our answers. You really have to watch it, because science is conducted by sinful people, and these sinful people make a lot of mistakes. They also have sinful impulses. Many times the research, the information is not completely honest. Sometimes it's false, and they're lying. So we can't trust humanity absolutely. You cannot trust what you see when you look around you. I remember one of the teachers that I had when I was studying to become a pastor said, the ear is the organ of faith, not the eye. So many people try to live their lives by what they see, by what is right in front of them, but that's not how you draw close to God, and that's not how you prepare for eternal life. You really start to see the world in a different light, in a different way, when you open your ears. Now, I'm not saying close your eyes to what's going on around you, but start to listen to the Savior Jesus when he calls to you in the Gospels, in the New Testament of the Bible. He's going to be calling to you. He's going to be asking you to repent of your sin and come to him. He tells you of God's love for you. He tells you that he wants to redeem you. And you need to open your ears and listen to this. Once you start listening, you start seeing things differently. Once you start paying attention, and by listening, I mean you can read it and understand and listen to the Savior's voice. You can listen to the program here. The Word Today is broadcast all over the world, and millions of individuals such as yourself are listening to the Savior, listening to Jesus. They're listening and learning that we live by faith, not by sight. Because if you live by sight, you're not going to learn about things eternal. If you live by sight, you're going to put your hope and your confidence in humanity, or you're going to put your hope in riches or popularity, health, and other things that are only temporal. They won't get you to eternal life. They also won't help you confess your sin and find forgiveness with God. For that, you have to listen to the Word of God. You have to live by faith, not by sight. The Lord God calls to us just like a shepherd. You remember Jesus uses the analogy of, I am the good shepherd. My sheep listen to my voice. Well, maybe today you should consider yourself as a person whom the shepherd Jesus is calling to. He is calling you so that you don't stray and suffer and die. Remember, there is a lot of entities that are out there trying to destroy us. So a wicked, sinful world could care less whether we flourish or die. Satan obviously wants to destroy us, and not only in the body, but also he would find it gleeful if we missed out on eternal life. God is calling you to repent. God is calling you to come to the Savior Jesus. Let's face it, there are consequences to whether or not you will listen. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, it says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Immediately, our conscience starts speaking to us. We know we've done wrong. We know we've sinned and offended God. Well, why don't you listen to the call to repentance? Why don't you respond to it? Why don't you say a prayer and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins and mistakes in life. I do want to live by faith and not by sight. I don't want to follow what the world says and what's just in front of me. I want to see eternal life. I want to participate in that. I hope that you will learn from this illustration. It is not critical. Seeing is believing. That's skepticism. We're called to faith in God. Believing is seeing. And I hope that when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will see everything differently and take part in his salvation that he offers you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.